Welcome to LiveDoff, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Brachas Daf Chavches, where 8 lines from the top says the Gemara Tana Oisai Hayim that day. The Gemara here is in the middle of discussing the story where Rabbi Gamliel spoke harshly against Rabbi Yeshua and he caused him shame and embarrassment. The Chacham decided to remove Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi, the leader, the head of the yeshiva. Instead, they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Says the Gemara, that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah assumed the post of the Nasi, Oysa Hayoim Solku L'Shem Har Pesach, they removed the doorkeeper. Because Rabbi Gamliel had a very strict admission policy, which was relaxed now that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. Says the Gemara, they removed the doorkeeper. V'nitna Lahem Rishus L'Talmidim L'Kanes, they allowed, permission was granted for all the students to enter the Beis HaMedrash. Why? Shehoyah Rav Gamliel Machriz Vayomer. Rav Gamliel, when he was in charge, he would announce and he would say as follows, Kol Talmid Shein Toichei Kibari. Any student that is inside is not consistent with his outside, meaning he's not a proper Yirei Shamayim, he's not fully sincere, Lo Yikonez L'Beis HaMedrash. There's no room for him in the Beis HaMedrash, he may not enter the yeshiva. However, Rav Elazar ben Azariah instituted a more lenient policy, he allowed everybody to enter. Okay, you're not on the highest level, you'll get there. So there was a tremendous influx of Talmidim on that day. Says the Gemara, Ahu Yoima? That day, Itoisfu Kama Sapsali. They added many benches to accommodate the new arrivals. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, how many benches did they add? Pligiba, there's a machlokes between Abba Yosef ben Destoy and the Rabbanon. Chad Amar once said, how many were added? Itoisfu Abba Meir Sapsali. 400 benches would need to be added to accommodate the new arrivals, V'chad Omar Sheva Meir Safsali, 700. Says the Gemara, Hava Kochol Shadayte Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was dispirited, he felt bad when he saw the influx of new Talmidim, new students. Omar, he said, Dilma, perhaps Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, Manati Torah Yisrael, I prevented Torah study from amongst Klal Yisrael by being so restrictive in my policy, by not allowing all these Talmidim. Achsule Bechelme, he had a vision in his dream. They showed him from heaven, chatzvi chivri, white pitchers, the malian kitma full of mere ashes, which was a sign telling him that no, you did the right thing. Look just like the nice, pretty pitchers. They look nice on the outside, but in the inside, they're worthless. Similarly, regarding a student who is not consistently, who's not toichei kibari, he's not fully sincere, there's no room for him in the Beis Medrash. Says Gemara v'loi, it is not so, really. His policy wasn't justified. It was merely the reason why they showed him this vision, they wanted to make him feel good, to rest his mind, but in reality, this wasn't the correct policy. He should have allowed everybody to enter. Apparently, since he was sincere, he meant L'Shem Shammai, he meant well. From heaven, they wanted to prevent him from being dispirited, from feeling bad, but in reality, the policy that was instituted now was really the correct one. Says the Gemara Tana, Edyos, the Masechta called Edyos, which contains a collection of various halachas, testimonies, Edyos, which we learned yesterday was considered to be Bibchirasa, the choicest one, meaning that in Edyos, all the halachas contained in Edyos are authoritative. Says the Gemara, when was this Masechta learned? It was learned on that day. Edyos, Boi Bayoim Nishnis. Whenever there's a reference to the word boy bayim that day, it is indeed that day. There was no unresolved halacha that wasn't clarified on that day as a result of the influx of Talmidim, of the increased discussions and debates. Everything got clarified. It says the Gemara to the point of even Gamliel himself, even though he was removed from his post, he didn't avoid the Beis Medrash. He came, he attended the Beis Medrash even that day. Lo yimona atzmei Beis Medrash. He didn't withhold from attending the Beis Medrash afilu sha'achas, even one moment. He didn't want to lose the opportunity to learn Torah. The Snan, as we see in the following Mishnah. Boy, bayim, that day, boy, Yehuda ger amoyne lefneim. Yehuda, who was a convert from the nation of Amoyn, he arrived lefneim in front of them at Beis Medrash. He wanted to know what is his status. May I enter the call of the congregation, meaning may I marry a Yid, a Jew? You may not enter the congregation. There's a pasuk that says, "Lo yavai amoyni umoyavi b'kal Hashem." One who arrives from the nation of Amoyin or Moyav cannot enter the Kal Hashem. So you're prohibited. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua mutar atalav b'kal. You are able to enter the congregation. You can marry a yid. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, how can you say that? There's a pasuk that prohibits it. One second. Do you propose that the nation of Ammon and Moab are still in their place, are still in their territory? Whoever's found in the territory of Ammon belongs to that nation. That is not so. They already mixed up. Kfar Ola Sancherev Melech Asher, the king of Asher, Sancherev, came up. Ubilbas Kolomais, he already confused. He mixed up all the nations. Shnemar v'asurik v'lis amim, I'll remove the boundaries of the nation. V'asir the same shati and their wealth, I'll plunder b'erit kabar yeshin, their dwellers I'll bring down. So they're all mixed up. It's one big pot. It's one big confusion, one big taroivis. And now, once they're all confused, they're all mixed up, if there's something that departs from a taroivis, we know that there's a halacha, there's a rule that says, v'chol the parsh meruba parsh. Whatever departs from a mixture, we assume that he's related to the Roiv, to the majority. Here too, when Yehuda arrived from the mixture of nations, we can rightfully assume that he's coming from the majority. He is not an Amoini, he doesn't originate in the nation of Amoin, even though he thinks he does, but the halacha is that we follow the majority, we assume he's coming from the other nations, and he is mutar, lavai b'kal. So this was the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua to allow him to marry a Jew. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, okay, you're right. There was a bilbul, there was a confusion, a mix-up that took place. But it also says in the pasuk, afterwards, I'll return the captives of Bnei Ammon to their territory. No, Hashem. They already returned. So true, they got mixed up, but they're already back in their place. Therefore, they're distinct, they're separate, and whoever comes from Ammon is considered to be from the nation of Ammon. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, there's another pasuk. V'alekvar nemar v'shafti yeshvus ami Yisrael. There's another prophecy that says that Hashem will return the captives of Klal Yisrael to their place. And we know that in reality it didn't happen yet. V'adayin lo yishavu. And they haven't returned yet. So apparently some of the nevuahs have not yet been fulfilled. So just as the nevuah, the prophecy regarding the Yidden was not fulfilled, similarly regarding the Bnei Ammon has yet to come. And therefore, we can assume at the present they are still mixed up with all the other nations. Says the Gemara, what was the conclusion? Miyad, immediately, hitiru lavai b'kal. They allowed Yehuda, Ger Amoini, to enter the call. So the Chachamim voted in accordance with the Shita, with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and they allowed him to enter the call. Now, Rabbi Gamliel saw this. He saw that the Chachamim sided with Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, so he gained prominence in his eyes. And now he changes attitude to Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Gamliel, hoyu v'achiyava. If this is the case, that the halacha followed the view of Rabbi Yeshua, and not my opinion, Ezel v'efaisi, let me go appease him. Let me ask him achila on account of the incident that happened. Ezel v'efaisi Rabbi Yeshua. So he went to his house, kimata lebeisim, he came to the house of Rabbi Yeshua. Chazinu, he notices, La Shisa, the base of the Meshachran. The walls of his house are blackened. And he's wondering, why are they black? Amalei, so he told Rabbi Yeshua, Mekoisli Beischa, from the color of the walls in your home, Atanikar, it is evident, it is indicative, Shepachamiyata, that you are a smith, that you work as a smith, or as Rashi says, you work with coal, you're a coal maker, which apparently wasn't the most coveted profession. So this is the comment that he made to him. Amr Lay, so Yeshua responds, Oilu Ladar Sha'ata Parnasai, woe to the generation that you are its leader. Shi'ata Yadeya, you're not familiar with Tzan Shalom Tamid Chachamim, with the pain, with the affliction that the Tamid Chachamim endure, by Mehem Misparnasim, and what effort they require to be Misparnas, what exactly they their profession is, Uba Mehem Nizoinim, how they support themselves, how they sustain themselves. You were a leader, but you weren't in tune, you weren't familiar with what's going on with the Tamil Chachamim. It's not meant to be so, you're meant to be on top of things. Amar Loi, Rabbi Gamliel responded to him, Nanesilach, you know, I spoke too harshly against you. Please, Mechayli, forgive me. Loi Ashkechbe. Rabbi Yeshua didn't pay attention to him. So Rabbi Gamliel continued, Aseh Yishkloid Abba, please forgive me for the sake of my ancestors. he was a descendant of Hillel, of Shim Gamliel. So do it for the honor, the covet Abba. Peace. He agreed and he was Meichel him. He forgave him. He was appeased. Omru, so now that they resolved, reconciled, they said to each other, Man nezel v'leimul Rabbanan. Who is going to go to relate to the Rabbanan that we were Meichel each other, that we reconciled? Omer lahu ha'ukayvis, this laundry man said, Ana azilna, I'll go pass on the message to the yeshiva. Shalachu Rav Yushua lebeis medrasha, so Rav Yushua sent a message with this kayvis, with this laundry fellow, to the Beis HaMedrash, as follows. Man delovish mada, whoever is accustomed to wearing the robe, yulbish mada, he is fitting indeed to wear the robe. He's referring to the nasius, the being in charge, being the leader, one who is meant to be, one who's accustomed to wearing the robe, should be reinstated. Uman deloy lovish mada, one who's not accustomed to wearing the robe, yeimrele, can he, does he have a right to go tell the one, laman delovish mada, to one who is accustomed to wearing the robe, is he meant to tell him, shlach madach, go remove your robe, v'anal b'shein, and I'll wear it? So he was sending him a hint that Rav Gamliel should be reinstated. He's the one that's meant to be wearing the robe, and not one who is not meant to be wearing the robe, or Elazar ben Azari. Amalur Rav Kiva, the Rabban, Rav Kiva turned to the Rabban, he said, Truka galit, let's close up the gates, the doors, the leilesu avdu Rav Gamliel, that the servants of Rav Gamliel shouldn't come v'letzal Rabban and harass the Rabban. They wanted to, although they got the message that there was an appeasement, that they reconciled with each other, however, they wanted to proceed with caution, without any pressure from the servants of Rav Gamliel that will come harass them to reinstate Rav Gamliel. So they went and they closed the doors. And they didn't really receive the message so well. Amar Bishua. So Bishua says, you know, Mutav de'ikum, I will get up. It's better that I personally will get up, ve'ezel anol gabayon, I personally will go tell them, tell the Chacham Beis Medrash. Also, he came, Taraf Abba, he knocked on the door. Amar lo, and he told him as follows, Maze ben Maze Yazid. We're speaking about the sprinkling, the water, the Efer Paraduma, which consisted of a special water, Maim Chaim, from a stream, Maim Chaim, not from a pit, so special water with special type of ash from the Paraduma. This is Maze. He's sprinkling the Efer Paraduma. This was a job, a duty which was fulfilled by a kohen. So Rishon used this type of metaphor. He said, a kohen who is the son of a kohen who has the right to sprinkle on account of the fact that he's the son of a kohen who sprinkles. So he, indeed, should go ahead and sprinkle. Maze, a sprinkler, ben Maze, the son of a sprinkler, meaning a kohen, son of a kohen, yaze, he has the right to sprinkle. He has the ability to be Maze, the Efer Parah. However, v'she'enoi lo'i Maze, v'lo'i ben Maze, one who is not, neither a Maze, meaning he's not a kohen, v'lo'i ben Maze, nor is he the son of a kohen, he has no ability to involve himself in this type of duty. Yoimer lemaze ben Maze, can he go proclaim to the one who is a Maze ben Maze, meaning a kohen who has the ability to be Maze, can he go tell him that your water and your afer is meaningless? Meimecha meimara, your water is just plain cave water, it has no significance. Ve'eforcha afer makla, and your ash is just plain ash, makla, just burnt cinders from my oven, has no significance. Meaning, the metaphor was as follows. A kohen ben kohen, he has a right to be maze. But one who is not so, he can't turn to the kohen and say, you have no right to sprinkle this water, it's meaningless, it's worthless. So what he meant to say was that here too, the one who is fitting to be the nasi, he should be reinstated, but the one who is not fitting to be the nasi, he is not meant to be the nasi. Amalei Rekiva, so Rekiva turns to Rishua, now that Rishua himself came to give this message, so Rekiva turns to him and he said, Rishua nispayasta? Have you become appeased? Have you laid it to rest? So he said, Klum asinu el b'shvil kvoitcha. We only did this whole affair for the sake of protecting, preserving your covet, your honor. Now that you've been appeased, l'machar tamar aniva ato nashkim l'pischei. Me and you, meaning Rekiva and Rishua, we will go to visit the home of Rav Gamliel to reinstate him. Says the Gemara, Amri, now they deliberated. How are they going to proceed? Heichinavin, how can they arrange things? Ni Avri, should we go remove Rav Elazar ben Azariah completely and reinstate to Rav Gamliel? Gemara, we know Malim Mekodesh Emoritin. Regarding Kodesh, things of sanctity of Kedusha, we're meant to elevate and not to bring down. Meaning, once we've elevated one to a position, to a higher position of spirituality, we're not meant to bring him down again. He's up there, leave him up there. So we can't just remove Rabbi Elazar now. So what should we do? Nidresh Mar Chadash Shabbata. Perhaps we should make a rotation. One master should give the shir one Shabbos. Apparently he used to give a shir every Shabbos. So let them take a rotation, let them take turns. One will give the Rasha one Shabbos. Umar Chadash Shabbata, and the following Shabbos will be given to the other one. That won't work either. Asir Knuy will come to be jealous of each other, meaning since Ram Leo was the original Nasi, so to give them equal responsibilities would create jealousy. Ella, rather, let's make the following arrangements. Lidroish Ram Gamliel Tlosa Shabbati. Let's give Ram Gamliel the duty of saying the share 3 weeks out of the month. Rav Lezer and Azari Chal Shabbata, and the full Shabbos will be given to Rav Lezer and Azari. So this arrangement will work. Rav Lezer and Azari will remain up there, will still have somewhat of authority. And Ram Gamliel will get the majority, will get 3 out of 4 weeks, he'll have a greater portion. Says the Gemara, "Hainu Damar Mar." This is what we find said elsewhere. Shabbos Shem Yehoi. Said the Gemara, asked, "Whose Shabbos was it? Meaning, who was the one who gave the drasha that Shabbos?" Shalom Reb Lezer ben Azari Yehoisa. This Shabbos was Reb Lezer ben Azari Shabbos. So apparently there was a rotation, and some weeks was him, and others was the other one. It concludes the Gemara. Who is this Talmud, who was the one who asked the question, who posed the question originally, that created this whole incident regarding whether Arvis is Rishus, is Chayva. Who is this Talmud? Says the Gemara of Oysa Talmud, Rav Shimon ben Chai Hava. So, in conclusion, Rav Gamliel was the Nasi to begin with. Then they removed Rav Gamliel. They appointed Rav Elazar ben Azari to be Nasi. And then when they reconciled, when they appeased each other, the Gemara concludes that they made a rotation between Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azari. Rav Gamliel was the one who gave the drasha 3 weeks, 3 Shabbosim, and Rav Elazar ben Azari the 4th Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. V'shal musafin kol yom, one may daven musaf the entire day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. However, if one waits that long, v'nikra peshe is considered to be negligent. One is not meant to wait so long. One is meant to daven musaf earlier than that. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Brisa the following halacha. Hoy lefanav shtei tefilis. One who has before him 2 tefillahs to daven. Achas shel mincha, v'achas shel musaf. So which one is he meant to daven first? He has a choice of 2 tefillahs, mincha or musaf. Which one gets priority? Says the Brisa, mispal shel mincha. V'achas kachan, afterwards, mispal shel musaf. Why? Shezu tedira, because mincha is the more commonly prayed tefillah. It is done every day. V'zu ane tedira. However, musaf is not as common. Therefore, we apply the halacha of tadir v'sheni tadir. When one has a choice between performing a mitzvah that is more common versus something which is not so common, which one gets priority? Tadir kaidim. So this is in line with the shita of the Chacham, that both tefillahs, mincha and musaf, may be davened the entire day. Therefore, it's not a question of missing out an opportunity. They both have an equal deadline. It's a question just, should we prioritize one over the other? And the conclusion is, yes, the one that is more common, that is more tadir, that is meant to be fulfilled first. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Aymer, no, mispal shel musaf, va'acha kach mispal shel mincha. First comes musaf and then mincha. Why? Because according to Yehuda, musaf may only be davened until shor shviz, until 7 hours. Therefore, musaf contains an earlier deadline than mincha. So, don't risk missing the deadline, daven musaf early. First comes musaf and then mincha. Shazu mitzvah iveris, because musaf is a passing mitzvah, is an elapsing mitzvah. And therefore, it takes priority over mincha, mitzvah she'enei veris. It's not something which is elapsing right now. It still has plenty of time to daven mincha. Therefore, notwithstanding the consideration of tadir, mishena tadir, this consideration of a mitzvah veris, of losing out on the opportunity, is a much greater consideration, a much more important factor. And therefore, musaf comes before mincha. Now, Rashi points out that we need actually another element here. We need to insert another reason here. Why, according to the Tanakama, mincha comes before musaf? Because perhaps one may say, no, one should still daven musaf first, since it's getting later and later. He doesn't want to be considered to be a pesheya, negligent. Says Rashi, he already did that. Once he waited this long, he waited till the afternoon, he's already considered to be a pesheya musaf. So rather than become another Parshei on account of postponing Mincha, don't do that. Go ahead and daven Mincha now, so that at least regarding Mincha, you seize the first moment, the first opportunity, and you won't be considered to be a Peshea on Mincha. Because on most of you are already a Peshea. That's already too bad. It's too late for that. So go ahead and seize the moment, daven Mincha now, the first earliest opportunity, and don't be considered a Peshea. In addition, we have the rule of Tadr, Shene Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. Since Mincha is more common, therefore, it comes first. So we need two elements. One is, on a positive note, Tadr comes first, and one is the negative note, meaning perhaps Musaf should come first so that he's not considered to be a Peshea. Says Rashi, he's already a Peshea since he waited this long. So that's already gone. That consideration is off the table. So all we're left is the consideration of Tadr Shene Tadr, and as well as the fact that he'll be doing Mincha at the first possible moment, and he will avoid being considered to be a Peshea on account of Mincha. So that is the package deal, the double reason for the priority of Mincha over Musaf according to the Tanakam. Rav Yehuda, however, holds, no, Musaf comes first since it is a mitzvah yiveres, an elapsing mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Or Rabbi Yechon, halacha? What is the halacha? Mispal shel Mincha, v'achach mispal shel Musaf, indeed, like the Tanakam. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira, kevecholosh megirsi, when he was too weak to learn, or he got weakened on account of his learning, he was too weak right now to learn, and he went, have a ozel, v'yosa, epistle of Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. So he went and he sat by the entranceway of the yeshiva of Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. Omar, he said as follows, why am I placing myself here? Kechalfi Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan will pass by, ozeikim mekamayu, I will get up and accord them honor, I will be mekayim the mitzvah of standing up for a Talmud Chacham, v'kabal agra, and I will receive reward on that account. Since I can't actually learn, let me at least get the schar for being mechabed, for honoring a Talmud Chacham. Nofach asr Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi, while he was sitting there, Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi came out of the Beis Medrash. Amalei, Rav Zeira turned to him and asked him the following question. Man omar halacha be midrasha, did anybody in the Beis Medrash declare whether the halacha follows Rav Yehuda's opinion or not? Amalei, he responded to him, Hachi omar Rav Yechanan, ein halacha Rav Yehuda, we don't follow Rav Yehuda's shita, the omar mispal adam shal musaf, v'acha mispal shal mincha. We don't follow that shita. We hold that musaf is meant to be davened the entire day, therefore, when a person is faced with the choice of Mincha Musaf, he's meant to daven Mincha first on the account of the Tadr consideration. We don't have the consideration of Rav Yehuda. Amalei, Rav Zeira asked him, Rav Yechon Amra? Was this stated by Rav Yechon himself? Amar Le'in, yes. Tana Minei, Arbaim Zimnin. So he studied, he reviewed this statement, the name of Rav Yechon, 40 times so that he really absorbs it and he remembers it. And Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi was kind of amazed. He says, why are you so excited about this halacha? Is this a single halacha to you? Meaning, is this the only halacha that you've heard in the name of Rav Yechon, therefore it's so precious to you? Is it a new one to you? Meaning, that you had thought that this halacha was perhaps attributed to somebody else, and now that you hear that it was in the name of Rav Yechonon, so it's new to you, it's really new to you, and therefore it is precious to you. It is new to me. I was uncertain. I thought perhaps this was Rishon Levi's halacha. Now that I hear from you with clarity that Rabbi Yechon is the one who stated it is precious to me, I want to review it until it's clear by me and I absorb it completely and do not forget the attribution to Rabbi Yechon. Continues the Gemara. One who delays his musaf until after the deadline, until after 7 hours, according to the Shita of Yehuda. Allah v'akasav Omer, regarding him, the Pasuk says as follows, Nugi memoyed, you'll be broken on account of delaying the times of tefillah on Yom Tov, on the day of Musaf, Asafti, I've destroyed you, Mimcha hayu, this destruction was coming from you. You caused it. Says the Gemara, my mashmalai Nugi, lishu de tavru. What do we find that Nugi is referred to as breaking? Can the Tagan Rav Yosef interprets Tavra, he interprets this pasuk. Nugi means tavra, breakage will come on the enemies of the Yidden. This is a metaphor for the Yidden. Al the ichruz manamay died Yerushalayim. They delayed the times of the mayid of the yamtiv of the tefillah of the yamtiv Yerushalayim. So we see that a punishment of breakage of destruction befalls one who neglects to daven his musaf in the right time. The one who delays his morning tefillah after 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda holds that 4 hours is the deadline, all of HaKasav Omer, on him the Pasuk says, you will be afflicted on the count that you delayed the time of tefillah. My mashman dai nugi lishna tzara. Who do you find that nugi is affliction? My soul will drip from affliction. The virgin will be pained, will be afflicted, and it is bitter to her. Masha points out the difference in the approach of the Gemara regarding Musaf. The Gemara says one who delays, he gets broken. One who merely delays Shachris, he gets afflicted. So why the difference in the consequences? Masha, it's a big difference. Shachris has the option of makeup, of tashlumin. One who misses Shachris can always make it up. Therefore, the consequences is of lesser severity. However, regarding Musaf, we learned earlier, Tosafot explained to us that Musaf cannot be made up. Musaf has no tashlumen, and therefore a more harsher description for this type of behavior. Says the Gemara of Avi Cholash L'Oslo Perkel of Yosef. It was a custom and practice of the Rosh Hashiva to give a drasha, a shir on Shabbos before Tfilas Musaf. Rav Avi was weak, and he couldn't make it to the Pirka. The Rav Yosef, the Shir of Yosef on Shabbos. Lamachar, the next day, also when he came to Beis Medrash, Abaye was concerned that Rav Yosef perhaps was slighted on account of Rav Avi's absence. So he wanted to rest his mind, he wanted to appease Rav Yosef, and he did as follows. Ba'a Abaye lanuchi daita Rav Yosef. Abaye wanted to appease, to rest the mind of Rav Yosef, to mollify him. Amalei, so Abaye turned to Rav Avi and he said, my time la'osam ala pirka, why didn't you attend the Shir? He wanted to hear a reason, and then he can relate this reason to Rav Yosef. So he asked him, why didn't you show up? I was weak, I couldn't make it. Why didn't you taste something? Why don't you have a snack and then come to the drasha? Rav Avi says, one may do so? One may eat prior to Musaf? Do you not hold the hadar of Huna? The halacha that Rav Huna taught us, Rav Huna, also little Adam, she yitam klum kaidim is spalt vas amasafen. One may not taste anything before he davens musaf. Also Adam, she yitam klum, not only a meal, even to taste before musaf is prohibited. Amalei, so Rabbi told him, okay, if that's the case, if that was the reason that you were prevented from coming, iboy le lemar, you should have done the following solution. Iboy le lemar, let's luy, it's loy sal musafen biyachet. You should have davened the tefillah of musaf on your own, velitoi midi, and then you could have eaten something lemaisi, and then you could have come. So why didn't you do that? Amalei, so Rav Avi says, one may do so, one may daven on his own. Veloi sovel amar, do you not then hold l'hod Rav Yechanan? This halacha said Rav Yechanan, osloi l'odam, a person is not allowed to, l'haktim shi'aptim tefilos tefilos hatzibor, a person may not precede his tefilah to tefilos hatzibor. How can you suggest that I should have davened on my own before the tzibor? Amar Lei, so Abai told him, La Vitma Allah. Haven't we learned that this halacha, Amar Ab Abba, Bitzibur Shani, this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan was interpreted by Rabbi Abba as referring to Bitzibur, one is present inside the shul within the congregation, then he cannot set himself apart and daven on his own. That is not what is meant to be done. But if one is merely at home and on his own, why can't you daven by yourself if it's necessary for the attendance of the drasha? So that was the exchange between Rav Avi and Abaye. Concludes the Gemara. V'les hilchasa, the halacha does not follow. Loi k'Rav Huna, neither Rav Huna's shita, v'loi k'Rav Shimon ben Levi, nor the chiddush of Shimon ben Levi. Explains the Gemara. We don't follow k'Rav Huna, hada marn, as we just said, that Rav Huna prohibits one from being tainted, from tasting, merely tasting something prior to Musaf. We don't follow the shita, and as brought down in the halacha, one may taste something prior to Musaf. On Shabbos, he can make kiddush and eat bread or cake up to the point of a shir kibetza that he's allowed to do even before Musaf. So we don't follow the stringency of Rav Huna. Continues the Gemara, we don't follow the stringency of Shomer Levi. Domer Shomer Levi, ki mishigi azman tefilas ha-mincha. As soon as the time for mincha arrives, asle lo adam shitim kum. One may not taste anything, kadushi spal tefilas ha-mincha prior to davening mincha. We don't follow the shita. And it's brought down halacha, many different views regarding the limitation, restriction of eating and having a suda prior to mincha. Certainly regarding a suda gdoila, a great event, like a festive meal, like a wedding, one is not meant to do so, samach mincha ktana, close to mincha ktana, meaning from 9 hours and on in the day, that is something one is not meant to do. But however, the stringency of Rosh Hashanah Levi, that we don't follow, we are allowed to be tayim, koyden tefilas ha-mincha. Continues the Mishnah. Rav Nechunya ben Akana, he had a practice that he used to daven a very special tefillah. One tefillah on the way into the Beis Medrash and one tefillah on the way out. Hayim espal b'knisas to Beis Hamedrash, ubitziyasa on his way in and on his way out, tefillah tzara, short personal tefillah. One is meant to, before approaching an activity, one is meant to say a personal tefillah, as the Sfarim say, to daven a personal prayer to Hashem to give him hatzlacha in the event that he is about to commence. So he had two tefillahs, on the way in of the Beis Hamedrash, on the way out. This was a daily affair. Amr loy, so the Talmidim told him, ma makom tefillah zu. What is the nature of this tefillah? What are you davening? Amr lem, so he said as follows, b'chnisos yem way in, ani mispalel, I am davening shalei yera takol al yadi, that no mishap shall occur on my account. I shouldn't make any mistake in learning. I'm thanking Hashem, thank you for giving me the opportunity, for giving me a portion in the Beis Medrash, for allowing me to spend my time learning. What was the exact text of his tefillah on the way in? It should be your will, Hashem. No mishap, no takala should happen as a result of me, of my learning. I shouldn't make a mistake in a dvar halacha, and therefore, since I'm going to be learning properly, I'm going to have the proper siyata d'shmaya, proper clarity, my friends will join in my joy, in my simcha, in my learning. Something which is meant to be tamei, I shouldn't rule on it to be pure. Tamei, and the reverse as well, something which is pure, I shouldn't say it's tamei. And similarly, and my colleagues as well should not err in their halacha. And therefore, since they will have the clarity, I will also join in their simcha and their joy. As Mashar explains, one of the qualities, one of the conditions of proper learning Torah, as mentioned, Perkei Avos, is Mesameach Sabriyis. One is meant to be happy with others. The learning experience is meant to be a joyous, festive event, and this was his tefillah. On the way out, what did I say? I thank you, Hashem. I acknowledge you. I thank you. You've placed my portion amongst the ones who dwell in the Beis Medrash, and not amongst that sit, unlearned people that sit and wallow away their days in an idle chatter. And this is the contrast between me and them. I rise early and they rise early. The difference is, ani mashkim, I arise with the Torah, to be zeichah, to immerse in Torah, ve'hem mashkim on dvar v'teilim. However, their arisal is for idle chatter. Ani amel ve'hem amelim. Ve'hem mashkim on dvar v'teilim, they get up for dvar v'teilim, idle activities. Ani amel ve'hem amelim, I toil, I labor. And they too toil and labor. What is the difference? Ani amel u'mel kabal sachar, I toil, I work hard, and I get reward on account of my work. They work but don't get any reward. I'm running, and they too are running. I'm running to the world to come. And they're running to Gehenim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what does it mean? Everybody's getting reward. People who toil, work, who labor on worldly matters, they're also getting paid for their work. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the difference is as follows. When one labors for worldly matters, he gets hired, gets paid for the result of his effort. He's commissioned to build a building, to tailor a suit. If he's successful, he gets paid. If he stops in the middle, he can't carry on. He doesn't complete his job, he doesn't get paid for the effort. However, one who's involved in spirituality, in learning, in davening, whatever it may be, he gets hired for his toil, for his effort, says the Chafetz Chaim. That is the pshat. Hey, amelim, ve'ena mekal ben sachar. They don't get paid for the work for the amelus. But us, however, ani amel umekal ben sachar. I work, I toil, I labor, and I get sachar for the toil, for the labor, not only for the results. If one is not matzliach and ruchnius, he only learns a little bit. He tries, he can't understand, he can't remember. He's not successful in learning. Nevertheless, he gets paid, he gets schar, and the amel and makabah sachar get paid for the amel, for the toil, for the effort. In spirituality, it's the effort that counts and not the results. Beautiful verse from the Chafetz Chaim. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabban, k'shecholar v'lezer, and v'lezer got sick, nichesu tamidav levakri. His students came in to visit him. Amr lo rabbeinu lamdeinu Chafetz Chaim, teach us the way of life. V'niskeven chayim haba, so we should merit getting a portion of olam haba. Amar lem as follows. Number one, hizaru b'chavod chaverchem. Be careful with the honor of your friend. Be careful in ben adam chaveroi, interpersonal relationships. Number two, uminu bneichem naigoyin. Prevent your children from reciting too much Torah Shabbat Peh so that they don't neglect the oral Torah, don't recite too much Torah Shabbat Chsav, so that they don't neglect their involvement in Torah Shabbat Peh. Minu bneichem naigoyin. Number three, veyishivum ben birkei Talmid Chacham. Place them amongst the knees, between the knees of Talmid Chachamim, so that they learn Torah and they learn from their ways. Ukshatam espalim, while you daven, du'u. Pay attention in front of who you're standing to enhance your tefillah, enhance your concentration. And as a result of this, when Rabbi Yechon Zakai got sick, his students came to visit him. When he noticed I'm coming, his chalivka is begins to cry. The Talmidim exclaimed to him, why are you crying? Neri Yisro, the light of Israel, the right-hand pillar. You sustain Klal Yisrael, Patish HaChazak, the mighty hammer, your most powerful in learning Torah. They gave him all these great titles and descriptions. Ben Pneimata Boicha, why are you crying? Omer Lehem as follows: Ilu Lefnei Melech Baser V'Dam Hayum Lichon Oisi. If they were only taking me in front of a king, a human king of flesh and blood, who was so fragile and so frail, Shayyim Khan Machabakever, today he's alive, tomorrow he's in the grave. And his abilities are so limited. Shim Kaisalai, what would happen if he gets mad at me? In Kasa Kasoilam, his anger isn't everlasting, it is only temporary. If he locks me up in jail, any Suri Soilam, this captivity won't be everlasting. Vima Misen, if he even kills me, Ain Misasi Misas Oilam is not eternal. He can only kill my guf and not my neshama. And in addition, I could appease him with word, I could try to convince him about my innocence, I could bribe him with money. Even though he has such limitations, if I were to be brought in front of such a king, I would tremble in fear, I would begin to cry. Now that they're taking me to Hashem, that is, he's everlasting, he lives forever and ever. Shem Koyis, he's unlimited, his abilities are limitless. Shem Koyis alai, if he gets mad at me, he gets angry, Kasa Kasoilam, his anger is eternal. Vimaisraini Yisurisa Oilam, if he ties me up, that is eternal. Vimaisraini Misasim Misas Oilam, if he puts me to death, that is everlasting. And also, I have no influence on him. Vimaisraini Faisim Itzvaram, I can't appease him with mere words. Vimaisraini Mamar, he doesn't take any bribes. Not only that, I have two pathways in front of me. One leading to Gan Eden, one leading to Gehenim. I don't even know in which path they will lead me. If so, how could you expect me not to cry? Says the Gemara, Amr Loi. So the students told him, Rabbeinu Baruchinu, please give us a bracha. He told me, Yiratzayin, should be Hashem's will, should they Moira Shemaim Aleichem, that Hashem's fear should rest upon you, at least, Ke Moira Bas Adam, at least as much as the Moira Bas Adam, as the human fear rests upon you. You should be afraid of Hashem as much as you're afraid of a human being. You should be afraid to do Averis. Amr Le Talmidim Atkan, only until this. This is a very limited bracha. You only want us to fear Hashem as much as we fear a human being. Amr Lehem Balavai, if only that it would be so. Because we see that a person generally is more afraid of a human being, his fellow frail human being, than of Hashem. Teidu, look, I'll prove to you. When a person sins, what does he say? He doesn't say, oh, yeah, Hashem is watching. Even though he's fully aware that Hashem is there, Hashem is watching, what does he say? I wish, I hope nobody's watching. So apparently, what's really preventing a person from sinning is the Moir Bas of Adam. So I bless you, at least you should have that level of fear from Hashem. You should fear Hashem the same level as people fear a Bas of Adam. When he was being niftar, Amalem, he announced, Panu keil bnei atuma, remove all the vessels from this oil, from this home, so that it doesn't become tamei on account of my passing away. So we see, this is what he had in mind. At this moment, the exalted moment of leaving the world, he was concerned with ben adam l'chaveroi, not harming a fellow person. Remove the keilim so that they don't require purification and one shouldn't have to go through the trouble of retire them or demolishing the Kvecheres. That was his concern. And the number two thing he says, prepare a chair, the Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda Shabbat. Chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda, is coming to greet me and to bring me to heaven. Prepare for him a chair. The Mepharshim say that, what is the significance of Chizkiyo? Since both Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Chizkiyo did tremendous amount, they were equal in their accomplishment of spreading Torah amongst Klal Yisrael. We know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai preserved the Yavne v'Chachamea after the Churban. The group of Chachamim and Yavne, they were spared on account of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's request. So that ensured the continuity of Torah Shavaveh, of our tradition. So they did a tremendous amount for Klal Yisrael's Torah, and Chizkiyo as well. The Gemara relates that in his time, everybody was well versed in the most difficult halachas. So he did much for the spread of Torah amongst Klal Yisrael. They had this common denominator. Prepare a cheer for Chizkiyo is coming to greet me. Continues the Gemara. Rav Gamliel, Oyim, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Mispal Odom Shemon Esrei. One is meant to daven the entire Shemon Esrei, 18 brachas. Rav Shoam Yoyim, Ein Shemon Esrei, an abridged version of Shemon Esrei. Rekiva, it depends. Im Shgur Tfilat Sebe Piv, if the words are fluent in his mouth, he can recite it without error. So then, Mispal Shemon Esrei, he's meant to daven the entire Shemon Esrei. Vimla, but if it's not fluent, he'll have some difficulty. Mispal, Me'ein Nidches, he should only do the abridged version. They want to explain exactly what this means. One who makes his tefillah a kva, a habit, more will explain what this means. Any tefillah tachnunim, his tefillah don't have the mile of called tachnunim. They're not called a supplication. They don't have the they're not called tachnunim if he treats them as a kva, as a habit. One who's traveling in a dangerous place, mispal tefillah tzari, should pray the following short prayer. Vaymer, Hoshes Hashem Asamcha, Hashem save, redeem our nation, your nation, as Isheris Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael. Behold, Parshas Ibor, when the Parshas Ibor happens, the Gemara will explain what this means. Even then, Yitzarchechem Lefanecha, their needs should be before you. Baruch Ata Hashem Shemeat Tefillah. Hoye Reich Velachamar, one who is riding on a donkey, and it comes time to daven, Yerv the Yispali should come down and daven. If he can't come down, since there's nobody to hold his donkey, and he'll be concerned about the whereabouts of his donkey, about holding on to his donkey during davening, and it will disturb his prayer, therefore he should stay on his donkey and merely turn his face towards the Beis HaMikdash. If he can't even do that, he should direct his heart towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Same halacha regarding one who is mahalach b'sfina, a ship, a ba'asto, on a raft, yichav nesliboy, k'neged beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should direct his heart towards the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, hani yudches, k'neged me. The Chacham established 18 brachas. What did this correspond to? Amar Hillel Blei Rav Shmuel Rachmeini, k'neged yudches askores, the 18 times that Hashem's names is mentioned, Shamar David, Bahava Hashem Bnei Elim, in the capital of Mizmor David, Hava Hashem Bnei Elim, which is referring to Tefillah, as the Gemara Shana explains. So the 18 times that the Shem Hashem is mentioned in this capital, that corresponds to the 18 brachos of Shemon Esrei. Rav Yosef Amar, Keneged Yudches Haskor Shebe Krishma, it is corresponding to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriyashma. Finally, Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Shomer Levi, Keneged Shemon Esrei Chuli Shebe Sedra, it is Keneged, it is opposite, corresponding to the 18 vertebrae in one's spine. So you have three shitas, 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in the capital of Mizbeul David, 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Krishma, or the 18 chulis, 18 vertebrae in one's spine. Continues the Gemara of Omar of Tanchum, Omar of Yeshua Malevi. Hamespalo, tzorech sheyichra, he must bow to the extent and sheyispakeku kol chulyoy shebeshedra, until all the vertebrae in his spine should protrude out. He must bow to that extent. Ula Amar, Ad Kadei, Shiro Isser Keneged Libay. When one bows, two folds appear in front of him, one on top, one on bottom. So the space, the flat space in between the folds, need to be merely the size of an Isser of a coin. And this is Keneged Libay, Keneged his heart. Again, Ula Amar, Ad Kadei, Shiro Isser. An Isser should be seen, Keneged Libay, the sides, the flesh, the size of an Isser, should remain unfolded. And that is Keneged Libay. Rachanina Omar, Kibet Shinenea Roshi, once he attempts, he bows his head, that is enough. Shuven Yitzurach. Omar Rava, that is only for Hude Metzar Nafshe. When he's pained, he's unable to do more, he's an elderly man, he's sick, so that's enough. Machzik, Mechzikim Andakara. If he appears as though he's trying, he's making an attempt to bow, then that's sufficient. Says the Gemara, okay, you gave us a list of 18 brachos, and they correspond to various things. Hani Tam Nisri? Are they really only 18? Tishri Havan, we know that we have 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, yes indeed, Amar Belevi, Birchas Hatztukim, some say Birchas Haminim, the bracha that was intended against the heretics, B'Yavne Teknua, they established it in Yavne, as the Gemara will explain later on. Says the Gemara, Keneged Mi Teknua, okay, so there were 18 original, then another one they added, but we had something which corresponded to the 18. We explained that they corresponded to 18 names of Hashem, etc. Now that they added a 19th, it needs to correspond to something. Keneged Mi Teknua, says the Gemara, Amar Belevi. Rabbi Hillel Breid of Shmuel Rachmeini, according to the view of Rabbi Hillel Breid of Shmuel Rachmeini, that the 18 brachas correspond to the 18 askaris in the chapter of Tehillim, in the capital of Mizmor LeDavid. So indeed, we have a 19th one. Keneged Kel HaKavod Hirim, Hashem of Glory thundered. Although it's not a complete Shem Hashem, it is a shortened, just an Aleph and a Lamed. Nevertheless, this was a source, this corresponded to Birchas Haminim. As the Mepharshim explained, the bracha of Minim was Hashem protect, Hashem destroy the heretics, those that threaten our way of life, our Torah. Kel HaKavod Hirim, Hashem of Glory thunders. He thundered and destroyed all the Minim and Stukim. Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, that the brachas corresponded to the Shemis in Krishma, so it's Keneged Echad Shebe Krishma. The Birchas Haminim, Birchas Hatzukim corresponded to the word Echad, the oneness of Hashem, as opposed to the Minim and Hatzukim that threaten our Torah and the oneness of Hashem. Finally, Rav Tanchum, Omer Shubban Levi, that they correspond, they are Keneged, the vertebrae in the spine, so the 19th bracha is Keneged Chuliyak Tano Shebe Shadra, small vertebrae in the spine. Some say this was the one called Luz. So we found a 19th vertebrae which corresponds to the 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei.